All right, guys, we've got to talk about some of the details that we are learning about the Iranian deal that supposedly is going to be signed at the end of the week. And we are learning that there is a memorandum of understanding or MOU in place. Now, have we actually seen that document, like an MOU text document? No, but the vice president has commented on it and we've learned some things from different organizations. We're trying to piece things together. And let me tell you something, not only are conservatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene, is she really a conservative? I don't know. I certainly am under the impression she shouldn't be trusted, but she's pissed. People like Ben Shapiro are pissed. And by all metrics, it appears that America has lost on this. They have lost, okay? And I have no idea how conservatives are going to defend this if this is the actual deal itself. So let's hop right in. Before I play this video of Marjorie Taylor Greene absolutely slamming this deal, honestly, as she should. But again, I'm one of the Democrats who feels like she cannot be trusted by any means. I think she is slimy and in it for herself. The one thing you have to question before we get to some of these details, the video, does Donald Trump actually know what's going on with his own deal? I mean, the cognitive decline is so clear and so obvious. This was at the UFC fight last night that Adam Ockler and I did a lot of coverage on both this channel and my channel. But you see Donald Trump, people trying to speculate here if he's asleep. I mean, he's not moving like at all here. And I want to point out Donald Trump's a pretty like fidgety guy. He talks to a lot of people, you know, when they're next to him. And he's also always kind of shifting and moving. He's got this very particular body language, if you will. And in clips like this, like he's just not moving. And obviously we have seen over and over again, him falling asleep at different events, falling asleep in the middle of meetings, people posting online so much lately, some of these memes. I wish I could play the audio here, but unfortunately copyrighted. But so many memes about how old Donald Trump is getting. And obviously here in the Oval Office, just dead asleep.
Lives. Second, we are cutting unnecessary red tape. Red tape that forced providers to close, limited access to care, and made it harder for working families to find the support they needed. We're moving away from one-size-fits-all federal mandates.
I mean, he's out. He is out like a light in this video. And so it brings the question, or raises the question, I should say, does he actually know what's going on with his own agreement? And he was just speaking at the G7, and he started ranting about Obama's Iranian nuclear deal. And I'm going to play that video because biometrics, he believes that he has secured some deal that is way better than Obama's, or he's on the way to that, but it is so much worse. I'm kind of convinced he doesn't know what's actually going on. Regardless, let's listen to this, and then we'll react. Before I hit play, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. You guys have been showing so much love lately to these videos, to my YouTube channel, and I just wanted to say really quickly, I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate you, and I'm so unbelievably grateful that I get to do this, scream about what I'm passionate about every single day, so thank you for giving me the opportunity. Make sure you hit like and subscribe here on the Adam Ockler channel. Obviously, as you know, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, bring you guys the most amount of truth we can, excuse me, from a Gen Z perspective, and also make sure that you check out my YouTube channel down below. We appreciate you guys so much. Let's take a listen.
There will be $300 billion be given to Iran for reconstruction and investments for Iran. Now, I'm assuming this comes from the American taxpayer, and I want to tell you that's a bunch of bullshit. Trump decided to bomb Iran and go to war against Iran on behalf of his good friend Bibi Netanyahu in Israel, and he's on record saying that he did this for Israel while he claimed that it was to stop Iran from having a nuclear weapon. By the way, former DNI Tulsi Gabbard told Congress that Iran was nowhere close to having a nuclear weapon. Well, this cost Americans approximately $2 billion a day and depleted much of our weapons and ammunitions that we need for our country's defense. But let's add on to that. What else did it do? You know what it did? It drove the costs of gasoline that hurt the average American citizen. So not only have Americans already paid the price at the pump, also including inflation went up, we've been paying $2 billion a day for Trump's war in Iran and Israel's war in Iran. And now we're getting told that we may have to pay an additional $300 billion to rebuild what Trump and Netanyahu decided to bomb. This is a bunch of bullshit.
It is absolutely a bunch of bullshit. And again, I by no means believe Marjorie Taylor Greene should be trusted, but she's absolutely correct here. And here's the thing. What we're learning about this agreement is a $300 billion reconstruction fund that I promise you, I would bet every dollar I have, which is not that many dollars, but I would take every single one I have. I would take my rent money and I would put it on the fact that the Trump kids, the Trump organization, people in the Trump orbit are going to get so rich somehow, some way off this reconstruction fund. The corruption is so out in the open. It's the most corrupt administration we have ever seen. And I just know Jared Kushner, Eric Trump, Don Jr. are trying to get their hands in this reconstruction fund. So $300 billion, and then reportedly another $25 billion-ish, roughly, in sanctions, or excuse me, in frozen assets are going to be released to Iran. So 300 plus potentially another $25 billion in frozen assets released. Remember, they bitched that the JCPOA supposedly gave Iran $1.7 billion in frozen assets. So what's going on? So, okay, maybe it's fake. Maybe it's fake. Maybe the $300 billion reconstruction fund is fake. Well, J.D. Vance was asked about it. And in a whole lot of words, he essentially confirmed it was true. Take a listen.
Some of this. The Iranians are saying that they're going to have access to a $300 billion reconstruction fund. True or false?
Well, Ed, that's the sort of thing they could have access to, funded by the Gulf Coast Coalition, so long as they honor their end of the obligation. I think that one of the things you're going to see, Ed, and people have to be skeptical of this, is that the hardliners in the Iranian system will overemphasize the benefits that Iran gets while underemphasizing all the things that they have to concede and all the things they have to provide in order to get these benefits. So we absolutely are open to the Gulf Coast countries investing in the reconstruction of Iran, but only if Iran ends their nuclear program, ends their enriched stockpile of material, and is really open to an inspections and enforcement regime that gives the American people confidence right. They're never going to have a nuclear weapon. So I think the dance you're going to see, Ed, which is going to be interesting, is the Iranian media, especially the hardline media, they're going to talk a lot about what they get without talking about what they give. It's important for all of us to correct that record.
So that's, again, a whole bunch of political words, a whole bunch of skirting around saying, yes, it is true. There is a $300 billion reconstruction fund. They will get access to it. And the JCPOA was a good deal, and it gave so much less to Iran in terms of unfreezing assets than this deal. Like, we're talking about a $300 billion reconstruction fund plus $25 billion coming from the same people who claim that Obama gave $1.5 billion in cash on a jet to Iran to fund the evil terrorist regime. What is going on? This is Ben Shapiro. Here's the amazing thing about written agreements. Again, this MOU that supposedly exists, this memorandum of understanding. They're compromised of words we can all read and then form opinions about. It's really neat. So release the MOU text now. Don't keep it secret and then complain that people aren't trusting your version of events. Obviously, Ben Shapiro at the Daily Wire, very, very conservative, certainly pro this administration. So you've seen conservative figures on all sides, whether maybe further right than Donald Trump or kind of in Donald Trump's camp being upset. This is obviously Adam Mockler, which you all know and love, while even Ben Shapiro can sense that the Iran memorandum is unfavorable to us. Yeah, because if it wasn't, they probably would have released the text instead of trying to spin this entire narrative about what the text is, just release it. And this was Donald Trump today talking to Emmanuel Macron about the JCPOA. Listen to these words carefully. You tell me in the comments if you believe Donald Trump actually knows the deal that he's getting? Because that's the real question. How cognitively declined is he? Is he just lying and just going to BS his way through this? Or is it actually possible we've reached a point where these deals are being completely and totally negotiated and he's just not really in the picture for them or doesn't know what's going on?
So we had two big moments when they terminated the JCPOA. That was the Obama deal, the Barack Hussein Obama deal. And when I terminated that, it was very important because it was a road to a nuclear weapon. It was a horrible deal for the United States. It was a deal where billions of dollars was given to Iran. It was a deal where $1.7 billion in cash was put on a Boeing 757, I guess, right? But it was put on a big, beautiful Boeing 757. They needed a Boeing 747, to be honest with you, because it was a lot of cash. $1.7 billion was taken out of the banks and given to Iran.
$1.7 billion was taken out of the banks and given to Iran? And your deal currently, you have your vice president this same day talking about a $300 billion reconstruction fund and $25 billion of unfrozen assets? Wow. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Hawkins channel, so make sure you're subscribed down below. Again, I really appreciate all the support lately. Adam and I appreciate you guys so much. I hope you're having a good start to your week. Stay safe, and I will see you here tomorrow.